Unit 8. Better Societies. Eight A. Exercise 2. Page 64.
A warm welcome in Ethiopia. Ethiopia is one of the poorest countries in the world. An estimated 44% of its population lives in poverty. But refugees from neighboring countries still continue to arrive because it's relatively peaceful. The result is that there are now nearly 1 million refugees in Ethiopia. At first, they were living in camps and not allowed to work, just waiting to move on to their next destination. Then, in January 2019, the government passed a new law that gave refugees access to free education and financial services, and the right to work. They reasoned that, instead of keeping refugees in camps, why not let them become productive members of society? Now, as employees and business owners, refugees can give back to the Ethiopian economy and, more importantly, become part of its society. We spoke to Aisha Duale, a student at Nefas Silk College in the country's capital, Addis Ababa, to find out how the new law has affected her. You're from Somalia, aren't you? How did you end up in Ethiopia?
I grew up in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, in a beautiful big house. We hardly ever went outside because of the war, but I always felt happy and safe. Then everything fell apart. One night when I was 12 years old, my parents woke me and my sisters up and told us we were leaving. We traveled in the back of a lorry and crossed the border into Ethiopia. My father stayed behind in Somalia. I haven't seen him since then.
How awful. Where did you live when you arrived in Ethiopia?
We were in a refugee camp for years. It was crowded and many people were sick. We spent our days looking for wood to build fires for cooking and waiting for bags of rice and flour to be handed out so that we could eat. I was miserable. I wished I could go to school. I thought if I got an education, I would have a future. Without school, I didn't see a future for myself in Ethiopia.
What happened next?
Well, after 7 years, an international NGO came to our camp. They offered us free group therapy to help us deal with the stress of being refugees. I went along and it really helped me. The organizers there told me about Nefas Silk College and they helped me apply.
What did you study?
I took a cookery course. I learnt a lot and made lots of friends too. I passed last year and set up a business with another woman from my course, Maza. She's Ethiopian, from Addis Ababa, and she's my best friend.
So, what's your business?
We make and sell healthy food. People working in shops and offices buy it during their lunch breaks. We are quite successful. A few months ago, I moved my family out of the camp and into a flat in the city. My mother helps with the business, and my sisters go to school. Our life is so different now, and all because of my time at Nefas Silk College.
The courses at Nefas Silk College have changed many lives, just like Aisha's. It is not only the lessons, however, as the dean of the college, Melese Yigso, said. We don't have special treatment for the refugees. We treat them as citizens. If someone is skilled and can change the gears of a vehicle or cook, they can generate income. If you train them, they can create jobs wherever they go. Ethiopia is a great example of a country that has taken action to make a difference to the refugee crisis.